The current Ukraine crisis has raised at least two major concerns, the energy market and the food market. What kind of major interruptions will these two markets go through?
When it comes to food, the biggest impact will not be seen in the United States itself, because the United States is almost entirely self-sufficient when it comes to food. The biggest impact will be on third world countries, mainly countries in North Africa and the Middle East, that have relied very heavily on buying grain from both Russia and also Ukraine. These countries, by the way, have rapidly increasing populations too. So they are in a real bind. And although there are pretty sizable global grain reserves that could be drawn on in these kinds of emergency situations, historically speaking, the reserves are not that great. So while they can fill the gap for a while, the longer this war drags on, the more serious the global food supply situation will be. When it comes to energy, again, the main problems won't be taking place in the United States itself, because it's still it's still very largely self-sufficient when it comes to oil, when it comes to natural gas. Prices are going to stay quite elevated, but not, at least not in my view, to the extent that they're going to be a major drag on U.S. economic activity. The big impact, again, will be in places like Europe, which both because of where natural resources are located and because of some fairly serious policy mistakes that they made in recent years, they're going to see a real energy price squeeze going forward. Luckily, the weather in the Northern Hemisphere is getting warmer. But again, if this war drags on into next winter, Europe could be in very serious trouble when it comes to both heating oil and to the fossil fuels needed to run their manufacturing bases and the rest of their economies.
In terms of energy market, if the sanctions on Russia continues, and people might think that U.S. would U.S. is already trying to increase its oil and natural gas production in order to supply Europe. Will China purchase more oil and natural gas from Russia? If yes, will China's decision help Russia to deal with the sanctions imposed by the United States?
In terms of Chinese purchases of Russian energy, that situation seems to be pretty unclear right now. I just read a report in the last few days that although the Chinese entities that are in charge of buying energy from foreign suppliers have decided to honor their current contracts with Russian oil and Russian gas companies, that they're not signing new contracts. It also seems pretty clear that if and when new contracts do get signed, the Chinese are going to insist on a pretty substantial discount from Russian suppliers, because Russian suppliers won't have that many alternatives. At the same time, because global oil prices are still historically high, that discount is not likely to produce much further damage to the Russian economy. One point that needs to be emphasized, though, is that these European restrictions on Russian fossil fuel purchases have not gone into effect yet. And even the U.S. decision to ban imports of Russian oil won't go into effect until late June. So global energy trade so far has not suffered very much, except to the extent that fighting in the Black Sea area has interfered with actual shipping the physical oil, not so much gas, but, well, actually, the gas, of course, is affected by the fighting, because so much of the gas from Russia that supplies Europe has been flowing through Ukraine. So again, it's a very complicated situation, much less impact on the U.S. than on Europe and the rest of the world. And I do think that China will keep up a pretty substantial level of support for the Russian economy for the foreseeable future.
Hmm. Very briefly, would the Ukraine crisis push the world to pursue green energy more avidly?
I think over the longer term, yes. But in order to get to the longer term, we have to get through that shorter term. And there are some very important signs that even the European countries, where green lobbies and green political parties are very powerful, there's an understanding that the bridge, that the transition from heavy fossil fuel reliance to more renewable energy reliance is going to have to take a good deal longer than was originally expected before the war broke out. And I think that's been the case in the United States also, with the main evidence being the shift in at least the Biden, well, in both the Biden administration's rhetoric and in some limited actions, some limited regulatory actions that are making it somewhat easier for new oil and gas production to come on stream.
My final question. When it comes to international trade, what would be the situation like after the Ukraine crisis? If we want to name winners or losers after that, who are they?
Once again, the main losers will lie outside the United States because grain and because fossil fuels make up such a big percentage of global trade. At the same time, we're also going to see, I'm certain, greater efforts by countries to reduce their reliance on Russia in particular for various minerals like nickel, which are very important for all sorts of manufacturing processes, and also for products that are critical for manufacturing semiconductors and therefore every electronics product that we all use. There does seem to be a strong consensus that we are coming into an age of greater great power competition. Geopolitics is going to count for much more than it had in the past roughly 20 or 30 years since the end of the Cold War. Great power conflict is likely, including over Taiwan. And I do think we are going to see most world governments try to take further steps to shield themselves from the worst consequences.